Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hey, welcome to episode 148. It's great to be back today. Like, really? What? You have to have a regulated nervous system to heal anxiety and any other emotional trigger? Well, what the hell does that mean? So yeah, I understand anxiety and emotional triggers all too well as an empath, struggling with these emotions in my younger years and then wanting to help heal and help others heal led me down a path of becoming a holistic health practitioner, meditation mindfulness teacher, and emotional health and empowerment coach, along with body worker, Reiki practitioner, energy healer, la 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 la. One thing I really, really, really understand is that the body holds our emotions. The body holds our emotions. The head hijacks anytime we try to regulate that. So let's have a little chat about why you may still be struggling with anxiety and other emotional triggers, even if you've tried everything. Like, maybe you've tried medication, maybe you've tried meditation, maybe you've tried a lot of things by yourself, but yet it's not working. So let's talk about it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Anxiety is a common mental health condition that affects millions of people around the world. It can manifest in various ways, from general feelings of unease and worry to full-blown panic attacks. Been there a long time ago. Triggers are events or situations that can activate anxiety and other negative emotional responses. Although triggers and anxiety can be difficult to manage, it's not impossible to live a fulfilling life with these challenges. One of the key components of managing triggers and anxiety is co-regulation of the nervous system. Now, this is a process in which individuals learn to regulate their nervous system through a variety of techniques, such as mindfulness, breathing exercises, and other interventions. Co-regulation is the collaborative process that involves working with a trained professional, therapist, or coach who can help individuals identify their triggers and develop effective strategies for managing them. I can tell you from personal experience in my healing office that you can't get past the emotional triggers that are stuck in the body without the help of someone else. The nervous system plays a crucial role in regulating our emotional responses. The autonomic nervous system is responsible for the regulation of our physiological responses, such as heart rate, breathing, and digestion. When we experience anxiety or triggers, the sympathetic nervous system is activated, which causes a cascade of physiological responses, such again as increased heart rate, rapid breathing, muscle tension. This activation is part of the body's natural stress response, which is meant to prepare us to deal with potential threats, right? Flight or fight. However, when these responses become chronic or intense, they can negatively impact our physical and mental health. Chronic stress can lead to various health problems such as cardiovascular disease, gastrointestinal disorders, and mental health conditions such as depression and anxiety. Co-regulation of the nervous system can help to mitigate the negative effects of chronic stress and anxiety. Individuals can learn to regulate their nervous system and reduce the impact of triggers and anxiety by engaging in various techniques. For example, deep breathing exercises can activate the parasympathetic nervous system, which is responsible for the rest and digest response, leading to a decrease in heart rate, lower blood pressure, and a feeling of relaxation.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall rock climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Another technique used in co-regulation is mindfulness. I'm very versed in this. Mindfulness involves paying attention to the very present moment without judgment. I was literally on a call with a client today and kept bringing both of us back to present, back to present, back to present, because when we get thinking too far forward, it creates anxiety and overwhelm. So back to present. This technique can help individuals become more aware of their emotional and physical experiences, which can lead to a better understanding of their triggers and how to manage them effectively. So co-regulation of the nervous system is not a one-size-fits-all approach, right? Can't do the same thing with everybody because every individual is different and what works for one person may not work for another. So again, working with a trained professional such as therapist or coach can be helpful in identifying effective techniques and developing a personalized plan for managing triggers and anxiety. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this guy, but I love this book. Dr. Bessel van der Kolk, he's a renowned trauma expert, and he discusses the importance of the body in the treatment of trauma in his book, The Body Keeps the Score. Dr. van der Kolk emphasizes that the body plays a crucial role in emotional regulation, and that traumatic experiences can become stored in the body, leading to a variety of physical and mental health problems. This is one of the things I do best, is helping people understand where their trapped emotions are living in their body and to slowly release them. Now, according to Dr. van der Kolk, traditional talk therapy alone isn't sufficient in treating trauma. He suggests that incorporating the body into the therapeutic process is essential for long-term healing. Co-regulation of the nervous system is one way to incorporate the body into the treatment of trauma. Now let's just take a look at your whole body. How big is your head compared to the rest of your body, right? But yet we let our head hijack us all of the time. And we're not synthesizing or integrating our emotions, where we're letting them take over, or on the other part, we're just trying to push them away so we don't feel them. The cool thing about co-regulation and working with someone who understands can eventually lead to self-regulation of the nervous system. Self-regulation involves the ability to regulate one's own nervous system without the help of a therapist or coach. But you can't do it without actually going through co-regulation first. Through consistent practice and repetition of co-regulation techniques, individuals can develop the skills necessary for self-regulation. Self-regulation can lead to a sense of empowerment and control over one's emotional and physical experiences, right? How good would it feel to be able to handle anything that came your way? By learning to regulate their own nervous system, individuals can become more resilient in the face of triggers and anxiety, leading to improved overall health and well-being. So in conclusion, managing triggers and anxiety is not about simply getting rid of them. It is more about befriending them and getting curious about them. Why am I feeling this emotion? Why is it upsetting me? Allowing the body to feel them as just feelings allows us to move into states where we can start to handle anything that is thrown our way. Through the process of safe co-regulation with a therapist or a trauma-informed coach, you will fill your tool belt with tools to allow you to start on the path of self-regulation. It's a sweet place to get to when we can manage our own emotions and triggers and calm our own nervous system. If you are needing or wanting help with reducing your anxiety and regulating your emotions and triggers, I would love to help. You can learn more about my work at HeidiDiller.com. And if you want to chat about strategies to move you forward, please book a Heal Your Story strategy session. I'd love to talk to you. I'm sending you lots of love and healing. And let this be the start of where you say, it's time for me to get real and get real help to move forward and get out of this emotional cage I've been living in. Love you. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDiller.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at HeidiDiller or LoveWideOpen on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.